The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus here describes himself, the promised Messiah, as a servant. Centuries earlier, Isaiah the prophet called the coming Savior a servant, the suffering servant of the Lord. But when you hear that word servant, don't think of someone who does menial tasks that you could just as well do yourself. Rather, think of someone whose services involve something you simply can't do for yourself, like the work of an emergency medical technician or a heart surgeon. Jesus Christ is the greatest servant of all, because he did for all what was most necessary of all, most difficult of all, and which we could not possibly have done for ourselves. Jesus lived in our place. As our substitute, he fully and completely lived out the will of God from the heart for us. And then Jesus died in our place as our substitute. On the cross, he offered up his life, that perfectly holy life, as the atonement price for our guilt before God.